We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. We got a big hour, lots more. We're going to talk about owners and how important it is to have one that really fights for you the way John Middleton and Jeff Lurie have done for many years in this town. Unlike the winter teams, which we will also discuss. But on the line with us right now is our football expert, sponsored by Panther East, the premier distributor of safety in the Philadelphia region. Go to PantherEast.com. The Gridiron Genius, GM Shuffle podcast, Mr. Mike Lombardi is with us. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Angelo.
Hey, Mike, we're going to just start with this because you have worked for a number of great owners in football. How important is an owner to winning championships?
Well, I think it's the number one essential ingredient. And I think what fans don't understand is the most important thing an owner provides is alignment. So whatever – how Jeffrey runs his Eagle team, it's all completely aligned. It's from him through the organization. And that alignment allows everybody to understand their jobs, understand their roles, and then act upon those roles and handle that. So it's really important. And, you know, a lot of these owners in the league, they don't understand how to create alignment. And that alignment is why there's so many teams that are back and forth. For example, the Houston Texans, there's really no alignment there. You know, the general manager is kind of from one school of thinking. The head coach is from another. When you don't have that alignment, you can't win.
All right. You work for Al Davis. You work for Robert Kraft. You work for Jeff Lurie. I know I'm leaving out some other big-name owners. Who was the best?
I worked for Eddie DeBarlo too, and he was by far the best. He allowed Bill to create the alignment within the company, and he was overly generous with his. And I was a young man at that time, and I didn't realize. I thought all owners were like Eddie, but all of them that I've worked for, every owner that I've worked for has been. You know, Art Modell was great. He was impatient and he was impetuous, but it was fun to be around him. You know, I really haven't had a bad experience with an owner other than when I was in Cleveland where, you know, the owner would say one thing, Jimmy Haslam, and then a day later he wanted to do something different. And that lack of alignment is what kills you.
All right. We always use culture, but he's saying alignment. It's all got to be the same philosophy. Mm-hmm. Let me get to the Eagles on Sunday against the Titans. What did you think?
I thought it was really, really good. I thought what they did was exceptionally smart in terms of they came out knowing that it was going to be tough sledding to run the ball, to use their six-back attack. So they decided to run a more of a play-action pass game and attack the weakness of the Tennessee defense, which was their corners. And they allowed Hurts to make all his throws off of play-action, had a lot of easy throws, not that he throws a great deep ball. And that allowed them to get the lead. And when you got the lead on Tennessee, you basically told Tennessee you can't play this game anymore. So you took Henry out of the game, and you put the burden on their offensive line, which isn't very good at pass protecting. So I thought it was the right way to approach it. It's going to be the same approach they need to take against the Giants this week, which is because the Giants, they want to play a slow, methodical. They got to stay attached, get the game to the fourth quarter, try to win it there. And if they have to throw it 50 times, they won't win it, and it's the same thing that Tennessee did. Once Tennessee, it became a passing game for Tennessee, they had no chance to win.
Mike, what we saw, without the authority that you have, we saw a lot of fixes. We saw an Eagles team that was tackling poorly suddenly handle the run a lot better. And I guess the thing we came out of it with, if you could stop Derrick Henry on 30 yards, then Saquon Barkley shouldn't be that hard for you, right? Is that too simplistic a look at it?
Well, I mean, it shows you can play better run defense, and obviously Sue getting in there and you know, Jordan Davis coming back, all that helps them helps you in terms of that. But it's a different offense. So what this Giant team tries to do is they try to stretch you horizontally. They try to make you defend the width of the field with their bootlegs, their nakeds, and then that opens up, that hopefully loosens up the inside. Whereas Tennessee was trying to run a lead back attack. They were trying to run downhill, and the Eagles mastered it. And once you got Henry to redirect, he becomes a different back. And again, without Tannehill's ability to make plays in the passing game, they had no, once Burks got hurt, I mean, who are their receivers on Tennessee? My Lord, they don't have any skill at all. So you really weren't threatened on the outside.
But they don't have any receivers because they traded A.J. Brown,
yeah,
and it got the GM fired. But was,
I don't
that
think that's
really
what got him fired,
you don't.
Angelo? No, I think that was culmination of things. First of all, you know, remember 2 days before the draft, the head coach said, we're not going to trade A.J. Brown.
Yes.
And then the general manager traded him. So I think he embarrassed his head coach. But I think more than anything, I think what happened in Green Bay, after they beat Green Bay on that Thursday night game and they fly home and the offensive coordinator got a DUI. Now, there's no alcohol supposed to be on any airplanes.
Oh.
And so the general manager's in charge of that, you know. And so that we haven't seen the report coming out of the league office on what's going to happen. But I think there's a lot more to that than actually his bad drafting and the decision to trade this. He got a contract extension last offseason, John Robinson, we're talking about. And a lot of, and he got that even though he had a lot of bad drafts and made some bad trades. So I think there's more to that than the meets the eye.
All right, Mike, ESPN has an analytics department. And
oh,
they
my.
Said that the Cowboys are 50-50. To go to the Super Bowl and have the best chance of any team to win it. You buy that?
Well, I don't buy much that comes out of that analytic department. I mean, they told me last week that Tua played really well. I mean, it's like I read that stuff and just say, where does this come from? It's like Pro Football Focus. You know, they say this guy is the second best tackle in all of football. And I'm like, oh, we're watching a different game. I don't know how you can make that statement. I really don't. I don't know where they get their numbers from. But you hide behind a curtain. I mean, this is what happens is like, you know, you make an evaluation. I make one. Either you're right or wrong. But when they do it under the guise of our stat department, where does this come from? I mean, is this the bat computer that runs the numbers and Batman says, okay, here's what it is? I mean, I just ignore it. I mean, it's really just a click. You know, it's like, oh, who's going to sign Odell Beckham? You know, they need more clicks. I was told Odell Beckham's he's not even going to be healthy for 8 more weeks. So who's going to sign him? Is he going to play in the XFL? Because that's the time he's going to be ready to play.
Al, this is how good Mike is. He anticipated my next question. I'm not even going to ask it now. OBJ, Marcus Hayes did a terrific call about it. It doesn't sound like the A.J. Brown even wants him in the room.
No,
but he's not going to play, right, Mike? He's not going to play anyway.
Why would you? Yeah. He's not even healthy. He provides clicks for the worldwide leader. That's what he's providing. He provides conversation. He can't pass a physical. I mean, and the fact that – and the fact is, we have such a hard time, and don't get me started on this subject, we have such a hard time of when a player was once great. This happens in basketball. I won't mention the players, but it happens in basketball where we still think the guy's a superstar when he's not. And that's Odell.
That's it. Yeah, I'm with you. All right, Mike, how big a threat are the Giants to spring an upset on Sunday?
Well, the Giants play one way, right? They're really good. They've played great red zone defense all year. They're good on third down. And they've got to methodically, they've got to run the ball. If the Eagles force Daniel Jones to participate in the game and make him have to throw it and force him to throw a drop back pass, not a play action pass game, then it's going to be really challenging. It's going to be critical for them to play from in front because the Giants can't hold up playing from behind. Look, this is the Giants season. The Giants have to, their schedule is so hard. They've got too many games. They got to play Washington again next week. I mean, the Eagles are the much better team. The line moved from 7 to 6.5, which was somewhat surprising. I think the Eagles, if they get ahead of them, I think they'll route them.
Mike Lombardi always bringing it. Mike, love it. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks,
be
Andrew.
Well. And let me just say, Al, that this ties in with an obsession that Merrill Reese has developed. All right, Merrill Reese, now before the opening coin toss.
Yeah.
He roots for the Eagles to lose. You understand? He wants Hurts to have the ball first, score the touchdown, and have the lesser opponent play from behind.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's surprising to me that the coach, that Sirianni, has it going. You know what? It works better if we get it first and score. We should do that. Even if they win the toss, Al, they should take the ball. That's what Merrill does this every week now. It's very entertaining to hear Merrill go, gee, I hope they lose the toss. And they go, the opponent picks tails. And he goes, heads. And he goes, ah, damn, defer. He doesn't want to defer. All right, let's go back to the board. Mike's up from Douglasville. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How are we doing? We're 11-1. Of course we're doing great.
Nah, you said it wrong. We're going to be 12-1.
All right, you're sure of this?
Yeah, I don't think – the way the Giants have been playing lately, you know, I think the start of their season was a little bit of a farce and maybe just catching guys off guard a little bit. Their offense is not talented at all. I mean, their hope is Daniel Jones is going to run for 100 yards. I mean, Saquon Barkley, yeah, he can be a little scary, but, I mean, I think I heard in the update he's banged up. So, I mean, once he gets banged up, it's like he has a different mindset. I mean, as long as we can play mistake-free football, we shouldn't have an issue.
I will say this. It'll be fun to watch the sidelines. Sirianni, that's nasty Nick. Rhea, you know this.
Yes.
There's a different Nick on the sideline
that ever shows himself.
He goes crazy. And Daboll.
Looks like he's going to have a heart attack every play.
Daboll looks like Curly in the Three Stooges before they go. The Limburger cheese. Remember they gave the Limburger cheese to calm him down? Whoa, 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 whoa. He's going nuts on the sideline. He goes crazy. Mike, you got to see this guy. He's not. His face gets all red. You look at him and you say, this seems like it's dangerous for Daboll. He could have a stroke.
He looks like the Chris Farley character who lives in a van down by the river.
No, it's crazy. And I just hope that a couple of early calls go against the Giants so I can see that. Because he will go berserk. It's wonderful. All right, you get first crack at Winner and Weasel. I got Middleton and ESPN. Who do you have, Mike?
Hey, super quick. Did I hear that Ava Graham's going to be in my town this weekend?
Rhea, do we know anything about this?
That's what I have on the Bud Light thing. She's going to be at Island Pizza.
All right.
Yes, here we go. It says, Island Pizza this Sunday, Eagles watch party. Yes, Island in Douglasville.
Should be a party. All right. Tell me what you got.
I mean, I guess the easy one, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, winner. Aldide, he is again the NFC Player of the Week. Rhea is the judge of this. Rhea, Middleton or Hurts?
Hurts is winning so much right now. Yeah. I got to keep
that's
him
why
with,
I didn't pick
with
him.
Middleton.
That's why I didn't pick him up. Mike, thank you for the call. Share the
limelight.
No, Rhea, I've picked him like six times this season already. He wins all the awards. He is the MVP.
Yes.
215-592-9490. We come back. We learned something yesterday about the importance of owners in sports. Because John Middleton agreed to pay $300, and I didn't include the other players he's paying too that they just signed.
And there's more to come.
And there, and Al, it does not sound like he's done. It sounds like he's ready to dig in again, and that's a commitment to winning. And we're going to talk about how they did, how he did it, how Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie are doing it with the Eagles, and how the winter teams are not doing it, and why is that? 215-592-9494. Jump on now. WIP Sports Time is 7:16. Let me tell you about BetMGM, an official partner of the NBA and the Philadelphia 76ers. They have a slam dunk offer right now for basketball fans. You can place a $5 wager on any NBA game. If the Sixers are playing at home and they score 110 points or more, you're going to receive a $5 free bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with BetMGM's innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and more. Download the app today and go to BetMGM.com. Get a $5 free bet if the Sixers score 110 points at home.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:22 on a football Friday here from the Borgata, but we got a lot of good baseball too because Trey Turner made his introduction to the city, and he will be on our show at 9 o'clock.
Nice.
Al, and I know what I want to ask him. Al, yeah. He has once been clocked running 23 miles an hour.
Okay.
What's that like?
I don't know. I know he pops up quick from a slide.
No, Al, 23 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's that, fast.
Yeah.
No, that's not fast. That's like insanely fast. What's that? When did he start doing that? Was he at a schoolyard at recess and he was running past everybody? When do you get that? And then when you say to yourself, wow, how do I turn that into 300 million?
So what is
think about it. Now, just think about being having that talent given to you that you can run that fast.
I've never heard that put in a speed limit. I mean, yeah. That,
no, it's in Wikipedia.
Yeah, but what does it mean in terms of getting to first base? What is
all
that?
Right, Rhea, I don't need your acerbic approach.
Really?
This is real. He runs 22.7 something miles an hour.
So in 1 hour?
No, he can't run an hour doing that. That's a what the hell are you talking about?
Well, I was just going to say.
You only pretty have to run. You run 90 feet. Just run to first base. 23 miles an hour. Anyway.
He's only going 23 miles an hour for the last
I'm just trying to tell you. I want to find out when he realized, oh, wow, I can run faster than everybody else. I'm going to be rich someday.
Here you go, Al. This is probably better than Wikipedia. Per StatCast, his average sprint speed is 30.3 feet per second.
Wow.
Ranked in the 99th percentile.
Wow.
He's very fast runner.
Yeah, and then
I would like
up
to know when that first started and how he turned that into 300 million.
It was hide and seek.
Here's the thing, though. That's not really what I want to talk about. I was just fascinated by it. I don't want to ask about it. But Trey Turner, one of the reasons that he ended up signing here and turning away $42 million extra in San Diego, where that's where he started his career.
Okay.
He was drafted by the Padres.
Yeah.
So to take that money, and one of the reasons was the commitment the Phillies have to being a success. Listen.
Playing on a winning team was really important, and an organization that wants to try to win championships for not just 1 year but a long time. And John and these guys, Dave, have committed to that, and that was a factor. They were playing really good baseball at the end of the season. It looked not only fun for the players but for the fans. That it seemed like there's kind of that family aspect, and they were in it together. And I think that was more what jumped out to me, is how much fun the players were having and the fans together than anything. And you know, you could hear it through your TV how loud the stadium was. And I played here many times, but I don't know if I've ever seen it like that.
All right, Marcus, let me go through this.
Yeah.
And then, Al, I'm going to get you in here because you know more about the inner workings of the Flyers than anybody. The Phillies lose a heartbreaking game. John Middleton, is he upset? He's angry. He's upset. He is upset. It sticks with him, right? Like a fan, right? Eagles lose a heartbreaker. Jeff Lurie.
He's intellectually distraught.
He's all right, Al. He's upset, but it's intellectually.
Yeah.
All right. Josh Harris, the Sixers lose on a 3-point shot at the buzzer.
Right.
Josh Harris.
Before the ball hits the ground, he's in his helicopter heading back to New York.
Wow.
He's getting over it real quick.
Yes.
All right. And finally, Comcast owns the Flyers, Brian Roberts. If the Flyers lose on a shootout, right, is Brian Roberts destroyed?
He'll get a
Happy, but
he might get a tweet alert.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to tell him.
All right. Yeah. Somebody's going to have to tell him. Yeah. All right. Marcus, doesn't that suggest that the owners that are emotionally committed, that they are fans like us, are more inclined to do what it takes to put a winner on the court or on the ice or on the field than the guys who are not?
You're not going to like this answer. I don't think so, because the Phillies just missed the playoffs for like a decade.
Right.
You know, so it's not like John Middleton wasn't spending money for 4 years after he got Bryce Harper. I mean, Jeffrey Lurie has a salary cap, so he spends the same amount of money as everybody else. So, I mean, you just have good owners and you have bad owners. And the good owners, the difference between good owners and bad owners, and Mike Lombardi talked about it, is everybody is aligned and you have the right person just below the owner, a Dave Dombrowski or Howie Roseman, making good decisions and explaining to the owner, this is why we need to do it.
Al.
Yep.
When the Flyers lose, which is quite a regular happenstance.
Yeah, yep.
Brian Roberts is the owner of Comcast and they own the Flyers.
Right.
Does it bother him?
I mean, I'm sure they'd rather win, but I mean, I think what you're looking at is like the Rangers and the Knicks and the, on the corporate report, it's other business, right?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but you can win like that if you just let your – if the general manager – if you're just going to hand it over to the general manager, say, here, you run this part of the business. I think if you're a big company – Kroenke has won, what, with the Rams and the Avalanche last year?
All right.
You think he has any – I mean –
All right, but Al, he cares. He really cares. It means a tremendous amount to him in his everyday life that his teams be good.
Yeah.
To me, that's a big factor in whether you're going to be a winner.
It's a big factor to the fans. As long as you win, you're looking for a face is what you're looking for.
I'm looking for a nice, simple explanation.
The best example to prove your point is Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft.
Yeah. And now they lose without Brady.
All right, so you're right.
But he does care.
Like it's not bothering him.
He does care.
He wants to do it again.
And they're trying to win.
Yeah. But there's a difference when it's your business. Like, I know you didn't care for Snyder. I understand.
He didn't win for the last 40-some years.
But the fans loved
him. I love him, too. We work for him.
Yeah.
He cared.
Yeah.
That means something to me.
Yeah. But then when you lose, you get...
Al, you said the best thing. It's the face. People know who Jeffrey Lurie is. They know who John Middleton is. They even know who Joshua Harris is.
Yep.
There is no face to blame. You know, you could say general manager all you want.
No.
But, you know, the owner is the one that has to be the main person.
There's a lesson here, whether you guys want to grasp it or not. You have to resonate with the fans. You have to feel what we feel. And then there's a better chance you're going to win. Doesn't guarantee anything.
No, but
you could have 10 bad years like the Phillies
did.
But you know those 10 years Middleton was going nuts.
Do you like Dolan?
No, I hate Dolan.
Okay, if the Rangers win the Stanley Cup and they got...
The Rangers are not winning because Dolan's there. No, they're not winning. They're not winning because James Dolan is their owner. I'm just telling you now. I know they look great.
But you see what I mean? You've got the face.
At least
there's something there.
At some point, Dolan will do something to screw it up. That's what I'm telling you. Let's go to the phone. Jeff's up from Camden. Hi, Jeff. Jeff, are you there?
Jeff.
Jeff is not there. Let's try Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Good morning.
Good morning, Angelo. First of all, I called in the other day about the ESPN statistic on the Eagles. I didn't get a chance to thank you for everything you've done, man. It's been great.
Well, I've done it for money, but
well,
I appreciate
you. You know, we're not what the guy said, the Godfather. We're not communists.
Charlie.
Angelo, my weasel of the week is San Diego Padres. Somebody just paid them $42 million not to play for them.
It is an amazing. Al, I would love to know what they were saying after they lost Turner for 342
yep.
and Judge for $400 million.
They were saying Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Wow. Al, how do you – that's $750 million that players would not take
go.
To go there.
Yeah.
And it's San Diego.
I know.
There's no better place in the world to live.
It might be better playing baseball in New York.
I guess, but wow, that's got to hurt.
Yeah, nobody wants to dance with you.
And then Bogarts finally took their money.
Yeah.
Right? And, I hit a bad spot there, Al. How did the Red Sox lose them?
Because they have become a bloodless, analytics-driven machine.
They don't feel
it. And the fear is that they're going to win that way.
I don't think they are. I don't think they are. All right, so you got – who is your weasel, Charlie? I want to make sure I understand this. Who you got?
My weasel was the San Diego Padres.
Padres.
Somebody paid $42 million not to play for them. All right.
Al Morganti.
No, they offered the money. How can you
do that? No, not going to do it. All right, Alex is on his way to cheer up for his team 100 miles away. Hi, Alex.
Hey, morning, crew. Hey, first off, I want to say, Al, congratulations on getting the ball.
Thank you. I didn't get any money for it. But
he got no money.
So,
I thought it would be worth something.
A truck car with his name on it. I'm driving from Chicago into New York to go to the game, so I guess I'll do an Eagles chant when I get to the stadium.
Hold on. You live in Chicago?
Wow.
Yeah. I called in the beginning of opening day. I was on a train going to open.
Oh,
you probably don't remember.
I've heard of people driving to Chicago, but not from.
All right, so you're currently driving from Chicago to go to the game Sunday at the Meadowlands, and you're an Eagles fan. Is that right, Alex?
Born and raised in Philly. I live in Chicago.
All right, you're blipping. Wouldn't you think Chicago would have good Wi-Fi, Alex?
What the hell?
He's probably in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Alex, we're going to put you on hold and try you back in a minute.
The Eagles are
Joe,
going
see
there.
If
what?
That Can clears we? Up at all. Let me go to Lauren next. Hi, Lauren. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Hopefully I have better Wi-Fi out in Medford.
How are you, Lauren?
Good. So I don't expect you to remember, Angelo, but I actually interned with you guys about 18 years ago when you were over, the Ben Franklin Bridge.
Wow. That was that was Fifth Street. Lauren, this is how sad it is. I meet people a lot now.
Yeah.
Rhea, I meet them, and they say that they were with us.
And you don't remember them.
How do I not remember them? Lauren, how long were you with us? 6 months?
I guess it was just the summer. But I came back and visited a little bit. Rhea, my dad actually took care of you. Your shoulder or something.
Oh, my shoulder. Yes. Oh, okay. No. Is that Dr. McPhillamy?
Dr. DeLong.
Oh, Dr. DeLong. Gotcha.
All right. Rhea's not remembering too much either.
No, but
I feel better.
Thank you guys for staying on the air during the pandemic and everything. It's really great. Home from work. You guys are the constant. So awesome.
A lot of people give us credit for that, but to be honest, it was the best. We got to go out, go to work. Not be stuck in the house. It was awesome.
No, it really,
it
Lauren.
Was amazing.
Lauren, we got the best deal of anybody.
There was no traffic.
Al's 100% right. The idea of just being trapped at home all those days,
it was
not that great. It was better to be where we were. But, Lauren, I thank you for being a part of what we are. What did you take away from being with us?
So, no joke, Angelo, you were one of the toughest bosses I've ever had. The first day, you wanted me to find Smarty Jones's favorite color. And I'm not even good dial-up internet. Bad dial-up internet.
They're colorblind.
Wow. Well, Lord, I apologize for being overly demanding. I'm only learning now what a jackass I've been. I've
mellowed.
Only learned it now. I didn't even, all this time, I didn't. Laura, do you like the Eagles?
Yeah. I was calling to talk about Trey Turner a little bit, though.
Okay.
How is this not the sign of the apocalypse that a player wants to be here because of us? because of fans.
It's so cool, isn't it? It wasn't like this 30 years ago, Lauren. It wasn't even like it when you were with us 18 years ago. It wasn't. This is something fairly new that people now see coming to Philadelphia as an awesome place to play. It wasn't. Al used to say, if he were a free agent, he would
Except
not
in
come
hockey,
here.
This it was right? the place to come
for hockey, but for, not the other sports.
Because the place was full. It was, the money was flowing. There was no cap.
It's so cool, Lauren. We're thrilled that you are part of it. I hope you recovered from having to work with us specifically. Me. Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah, full buildings are huge for players.
I gotta share this. This is not great. Mm. All right. Rhea, you would really own. So yesterday, after I had gone, I went on the OGL Radiothon after the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And then I did a 45-minute sit-down with another former intern, Dave Urim, who is now at KYW.
Was he wearing a mask?
No, double mask.
There was a one time he wasn't. We were in a studio. We were far away.
Yeah.
And he's interviewing me.
All right.
And he's really interviewing me. And he goes, I just got to ask you this. I hope you don't mind. What do you think it was like working for you?
Wow. He asked you that?
Yes.
What did you say?
Well, I'm finding out now in my last days here that I was a bad guy to work for. Or at least I was a demanding person.
And you've mellowed.
But no. in my ear, my producer goes, you were right the first time. And all I actually was just trying to make the show as good as I could.
In an interesting way.
See, even
I
never knew.
Yeah, well, who got stuck with being like, I had to be like St. Francis of Assisi, like afterwards. Like,
yeah,
helping people, telling them, please don't.
I never knew.
I like how you use the past tense.
Yeah. All right, shut up.
I would like to point out, you called me twice this morning to scream.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And you know why, Rhea?
Yes.
Because I still care. 215-592-9494. Yeah. All right, Al, there's a great story attached to OBJ. And it's apparently somebody close to him divulged that he will never be a Cowboy. and the way they did it, you got to hear. That's coming up next. WIP Sports Time, 737.
Window Nation is spreading holiday cheer by saving you thousands from high inflation, escalating costs, and rising rates by giving you 0% interest for 5 full years. For a limited time, get 60 months with no interest payments, and that's in addition to Window Nation's amazing buy 2, get 2 free savings. You get both if you call Window Nation now. We are facing the highest energy costs in over 25 years, and your bill could be as much as 28% more than the last year. So cut your energy bill use by up to 30%, increase your home's value, and get unheard of savings. Make zero interest payments for 5 years. Plus, get 2 windows free with every 2 you buy with no limit. With Window Nation's precision installation, your new windows will lock out the cold and keep your energy bills lower. And with no interest for 60 months, you'll have plenty of extra cash for your holiday spending. Hurry, this won't last long. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Get no interest for 5 full years and 2 windows free for every 2 you buy.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It's 7:43, top of the hour, the Hall of Fame. But Dick Vermeil's coming up. 9 o'clock, Trey Turner right here on our show.
Nice.
You know, you definitely want to hear that. But I want to get you updated on what's going on with Odell Beckham because, Al, he visited with the Cowboys on Monday. And then Jerry Jones held the news conference. Yeah. So he went on the radio and he said that he's not optimistic that Odell Beckham would help the Cowboys at all because he's still a couple of months away from an ACL surgery recovery.
Pretty much buried him.
Or he pretty much
really
buried
did.
Him.
Yeah.
Well, in case he wasn't fully buried at the Cowboys, yesterday, Danny Boy Hustle Hart Yeah, actually, Daniel Chalet is his name. He is the official, he is self-described as the official driver for Odell Beckham Jr. And Saquon Barkley. And he is very, very active on Instagram.
Okay.
And he is also highly profane.
Okay.
He uses the F word like some people use the or ah. Yeah. All right. And Daniel Chalet went on to offer his views on OBJ going to Dallas. And here is what he Instagram. You people thought Odell was going to the Cowboys, right? Let me tell you people something. I am better than bleeping Adam Schefter.
Okay, that's awesome.
I am better than bleeping Jordan Schultz. Odell is not going to no Cowboys. You want to know where he's going?
Yeah.
Tune the bleep right here. In other words, he's going to New York. He's going to play for the Giants, which, Al, doesn't make sense because right now the Giants are on the fringe of the playoff race.
But they have no
and
receivers.
Odell is probably not going to be ready until mid-playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6 or 8 weeks away.
Yeah.
Right?
But you got to say, if you actually – when you think you have a chance to win.
Yeah. You want him?
Well, because you need depth because stuff happens late. Like the Eagles signed the two big guys, right?
Yeah, and it worked out. Well, Ajayi,
yeah, but if somebody gets
Blunt,
hurt and then now. Right. You know what?
But here's the thing.
What the hell?
Marcus Hayes probed this issue in the Eagles locker room in a column he wrote yesterday. And Marcus, did you get the sense that the Eagles are champing at the bit to bring in Odell Beckham?
I get the sense that the players, especially A.J. Brown, the number one receiver, is cool to the idea and not like, that's cool.
Yeah.
He is not interested in having Odell Beckham come and maybe disrupt the chemistry of a place that is really, I mean, their whole is bigger than the sum of their parts. I think we can agree.
But here's the thing. I read your column, and I read right. He didn't come out and say, no, we don't need him here. But he said the same thing that Nick Sirianni said, which is that wide receiver room is very good.
Right.
There's a lot of talent there and a lot of camaraderie.
Right.
Why do you want to mess with that with a guy? Didn't the Browns cut him because he was a bad guy?
The Browns kind of cut him because he had kind of checked out, and they were kind of – he was going to make a lot more money.
Didn't his dad take the social media
and rip the
quarterback? Yeah.
And that's the thing. People don't – he wasn't traded to the Rams. He was cut, and then there was an Odell Beckham Jr. sweepstakes last year to sign him after he was cut by the Browns.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth, Ray. From now on, if I'm looking for information on Odell Beckham Jr., I'm going to go to bleeping Adam Schefter. And that is not actually Adam Schefter. It's Daniel Chalet.
You know what that guy is also famous for? So he drives a lot of the Jets and Giants players.
Oh, he does?
He was the one who picked up the shirtless Antonio Brown outside MetLife Stadium.
Remember? He did?
Yeah.
All right, but wait a minute. Don't Rhea, would you have a driver?
Yes.
Right? Do you want a driver that's always talking to you?
No.
I know. I mean, on the very rare occasion where you have a driver. In fact, you would often say, could you put up the screen so you don't even hear me if I'm on the phone?
No, some of us are pleasant and say pleasantries,
driver?
But not like that.
You use Uber, right, Rhea?
Yeah, all the time, yes.
All right. Do some of the drivers engage in conversation and some of them ignore you?
No, I always get in and I say, hey, how you doing? And, if they're chatty, I chat with them. If they're not, I don't.
Right,
I mean,
on.
I just some.
Let's do this out. Let's role
oh,
play.
Oh, God,
this.
Here we go.
I'm your driver, and you're getting in my Uber.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. How are you? What's going on? How things
I'm doing? I'm doing great. Oh, you look kind of familiar. Do you do sports radio?
No, I've never gotten that.
All right. I
you
do not want my comments.
Radio.
Yeah, I your voice sounds familiar. Are you on WIP radio?
No. I have. Although I
what do you mean? No, you're going to lie to me.
I did get in an Uber where the guy had the station on, and as I was getting out, he said something because I think a commercial by me came on. And then he put two and two together, but that was
it. All right, I recognize. I hear your voice. You sound familiar.
Okay.
Role play. We're role playing.
I usually just say okay.
You just say okay?
Yeah.
And I go, what do you think of the birds this year?
Trying to get a better deal?
never mind.
It's over.
I can't do it. She's not coachable, Al. I can't do it.
Oh, well, you're just finding this out as you're leaving?
No, when I did this with Ruben the other day, he was good with it.
Yeah. In Spanish?
Spanish.
That's why he was good with it, Al.
It's good in English. All right, anyway, do I have a question of the day back there?
Yes, well, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Over 85 vehicles available during Armin Chevrolet's Red Tag year-end event. Visit ArminChevy.com and find new roads to Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. What was the number one reason Trey Turner chose to sign with the Phillies? 14% say money, 19% say the fans, 30% his wife, 37% Bryce Harper.
Yeah. Harper wins the poll so far. Wow, I didn't see that coming.
See, I would have leaned towards the wife. That would have been my answer.
Yeah, the wife. All right, let's go back to the phones. We got Alex on a line now. I guess he was here before. You have a winner, Alex?
Yeah, I got A.J. Brown as my winner of the week.
That's a very, very good one. Rhea Hughes, A.J. Brown or John Middleton?
Ooh, very good, but not my winner of the week.
Not her winner. We'll go next to Brian in Wilmington. Hi, Brian.
Hello, good morning, team. How you doing today?
We're good, Brian. What's on your mind, pal?
66 more days till pitchers and catchers, Angelo.
Hold on a minute. You're looking past an 11-1 football season.
I mean, I'm excited about the Eagles, too, but, I mean, we just signed Trey Turner, 66 days.
Are you done, or do you want some more?
I want a little more, and I think they're willing to go. I want to get Shane Bieber.
Shane Bieber? Oh, you're going to make a trade with the Indians?
Going to make a trade.
Is he available?
Everybody is to the Phillies.
Everybody's available.
All right, hold on, Brian. What do you give it up for Shane Bieber?
You're going to need to give up a lot. Yeah.
What do you give it up?
I would give up McGriffey. I would give up Abel. I wouldn't give up Painter.
Right. What if they hold out for Hoskins?
Yeah, we could throw him in there if they'd like it.
Why don't you hate on
Rhys Hoskins.
Why are you hating on Hoskins? Rhea burst out laughing when I throw in our starting first baseman.
Yes.
Rhea, what are you doing?
It was funny.
All right, so you are willing to give up Hoskins in the right deal. Is that right, Brian?
I mean, I'd hate to because I'd like how his wife buys everybody at the fans.
All right, wait a minute. That can't be the number one.
Wives are big in Philly, right?
That's pretty good. Yes. That's pretty good. I do not think that John Middleton is done.
No.
I do not think Dombrowski is not still trying to get some more pitching in here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I really don't think they're done yet. And I don't think the price tag is going to scare him. Now, Bieber, I would think, would still be out of fairly decent contract because he's young.
Yeah.
But why would the Indians trade him? He's good.
I have no idea.
That'd be good. I'll take it. All right, give me a winner or a weasel. Who do you got, Brian?
I was going to get winner, but I just thought of a weasel I think that's got a great chance.
Yep.
John Heyman. How do you not check your tweets before they go out?
Here's the story.
This is mind-boggling. It was 5 minutes. John Heyman, who is the number one guy on these sports reports, he's Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
He's bleeping Adam Schefter. Al, for 5 minutes, he said, it looks like the Giants are signing Aaron Judge. And then 5 minutes later, he basically took it down and said, not yet. I think he still thought he was going there. And the Yankee idiots, they put down their French fries and went nuts. All the fat pig Yankee fans.
Oh.
There was a 5 minute time where they stopped carbo loading. It was really exciting.
No, it's not the Weasley
beta.
You
have a way to frame things that is just special.
He was told something wrong.
Yeah.
I know. He was told something wrong. Here's the thing. I have it now. When I'm here, and I know there's a lot of New York fans and stuff, they got Yankee fans. I just tend to want to say more. They're fat pig fans.
Well, we know when they're coming by, the floor's shaking.
What's wrong with you guys?
Jimmy's up next from Oak Limb. Hi, Jimmy. How are you today?
Morning, team.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jim, what's on your mind, pal?
Well, I love that John Milton's throwing his money around like a sailor on shore leave, and I love Trey Turner left $340 million on the table.
Right.
But when I looked at the Phillies at the end of the season, I didn't see shortstop as their biggest position of need. Is it possible that they have other plans, maybe center field for him?
No. They like Marsh in center field. No, they're going to move Stott to second, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Second? Yeah.
Marcus, well, is that what you think? Stott goes to second.
Yeah, he was always going to play second. This affects Sosa.
Yeah.
Because Sosa will now be like a utility player who, right. so maybe he might play some center field. I'm just joking.
Right. But Segura, see, they're plugging in the Segura hole.
Well, Segura will play third if they do trade Hoskins.
No, Segura is a free agent. They're not going to re-sign him, I don't think.
If they move Hoskins, they will.
If they move Hoskins, they will. Yeah. And then Bone will be a first baseman. Yeah. Yes, that's the Ben Davis plan.
Oh, really?
Yes, Ben Davis
so
came out
of it's not going to happen?
Oh, Al, that is not
no,
right.
No, Ben Davis came on this week, and he said he does not think Hoskins will be on the Phillies.
Oh, really?
He said
I'm betting that's a tell.
No, they're going to move. They're going to sign Segura, put him at third, move Bohm to first. That would make it a better defensive infield and get rid of some of the strikeouts because Hoskins is a strikeout machine.
I have never
been
on the same page with Ben.
No,
I think
we have the Ben. If you can find it, Joe, I'll play it for you. Ben, it was one of the more dramatic moments of the week. Oh. We do have it. Here is Ben Davis.
I could possibly see a scenario. Gene Segura goes to third. Alec Bohm goes to first base, and they deal Rhys Hoskins. I think it could be a possibility. I don't see a scenario where Rhys Hoskins stays on this ball club. That's yet to be seen. I'm obviously not the GM, but I think something's going to be done to get another arm or two in here with regards to Rhys Hoskins.
Wow.
All right, and I would like to apologize for the three oohs.
Yeah, but
that
you,
is not
you ruin cuts all the time.
I don't know what's going on there, Rhea, but I'm hoping to correct it in the next 2 months.
Yeah!
Jimmy, winner or weasel? Who you got?
I got to go with the weasel. Doc Rivers' scheduled loss talk this week.
It's good. Yeah. It's very, very good. And Al, even later in the week, he went, if I had an injured, if I didn't have any injuries, I would actually try to win all seven of these home games we got coming up. Like he's not going to.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers, Al, weasel
so that was
of
the
week.
That was
this week. That was a scheduled loss on Monday.
Put him on.
You're
base.
Into our that deck. Al likes this one.
That's not what he said.
It was.
There was no D. It was scheduled loss, not scheduled loss.
Okay. Same thing.
No, it's not. He was saying the loss was predicted by the schedule. It's not that they scheduled the game to – we expected to lose the game. They're two hugely different things.
A lot of the time I'm working with
DeMarcus.
Isn't that
semantics?
No, it's not semantics. The schedule put them in a position where they were probably going to lose that game with that personnel. However, if you schedule a loss, which happens, we know that, when you bench guys, when guys don't play on the road, that's a scheduled loss. Those are two very different things.
Just when I think Marcus is not going to be annoying, he reemerges.
Take that D from schedule, give it to Marcus.
There you go.
When we return,
it wouldn't be the first one.
When we return, we got the Hall of Famer, Dick Vermeil, coming up next. WIP Sports Time is 7:57. I love Steven Singer. I know a lot of people hate him. I love him. You know why? Because when we get to holiday season, he's my go-to guy for a real simple reason. You're going to need to buy a big gift. You know that. Every year. Around this time of the year, that's what you need. Steven Singer's got it for you, and he knows if you're like me, you don't know much about jewelry, but you know a great jeweler when you meet one. That's Steven Singer. And right now, if you're looking for diamond stud earrings, which are the number one gift every Christmas season, you are going to want to go to IHateStevenSinger.com right now and order a pair of Anita diamond stud earrings. They're under $300. They're gorgeous. Flawless to the eye, near colorless. They come with a full value lifetime trade-in. You could trade up those diamond studs anytime and receive exactly what you pay for them on a new pair. Plus, you're going to get fast and free shipping both ways and the best guarantee in the business. Steven Singer's got a 100-day, 100% no-hassle money-back guarantee. You shop for Christmas at Steven Singer's with absolutely no risk. You can check it out at the other corner of 8th and Water. Order it right now at IHateStevenSinger.com.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Programming note, Trey Turner, the newly acquired 11-year, $300 million man for the Phillies, will be on the WIP Morning Show at 9 a.m. Eagles at the Giants Sunday, 1 p.m., a victory for the Birds would clinch a playoff spot for them. Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale was asked how he plans to stop A.J. Brown.
Whew. Got any ideas? It's like they got T.O. back there playing again. He's a problem. And, you know, we went against him when he was in Tennessee, and he's a big physical receiver that you have to fight every play. I told Jerome Henderson if he was a defensive player, he'd be an outside backer. That's how physical he plays at wide receiver.
Saquon Barkley limited in practice for the Giants as they're getting ready for that game Sunday against the Eagles. Barkley reported to have a neck issue. Call Window Nation now to get 0% interest for 5 full years, plus two windows free with every two you buy with no limit. Call 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Sunny today, a high of 47. It is currently 36. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.